from MakeThemAccountable.com. Until then, hey, 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 hey! Get back to work!
This is the Quality News Network. The 15 British troops seized last month in the Persian Gulf arrived back in London this morning. They're on their way to a debriefing. They were released yesterday by Iran's hardline president, eased tensions in the region. In Basra, four British soldiers and a civilian interpreter were killed today in an ambush. Another British soldier was seriously wounded. South of Baghdad, a U.S. Black Hawk helicopter was brought down by enemy fire this morning. Four of nine aboard were injured. Yesterday, five U.S. soldiers were killed, four wounded in various incidents around Baghdad. Also, the military says another U.S. soldier was killed Tuesday in a small arms skirmish. The Pentagon has announced an investigation indicates two U.S. soldiers killed in Ramadi in early February likely were victims of friendly fire. Three other soldiers were wounded in the same incident. Two men have been arrested for allegedly plotting last week's truck bombing in Tal Afar. The killing of 152 Shia made it the single deadliest insurgent attack since the U.S. invasion. The New York Times reports the Bush administration has stalled a proposed arms deal to Saudi Arabia following Israeli objections. Jerusalem says the armaments, particularly precision-guided weapons for fighter planes, might diminish its military prominence in the Middle East. In London, the first charges were filed in connection with the July 2005 transit bombings that killed 52. Three men arrested last month are being charged with conspiracy to cause explosions. In The Hague, a former Bosnian Serb policeman has been given a 15-year sentence for the rape and torture of Muslim women during the Bosnian War. Dragan Zelenovic pleaded guilty. His case first established rape as a crime against humanity. In Kiev, demonstrations continue today. Ukraine's President Viktor Yushchenko refuses to back down from his decision to dissolve parliament and call early elections. Western-leaning Yushchenko is a standoff with the country's pro-Russian prime minister. In Paris, 71 passengers were injured in rush hour traffic this morning when a commuter train hit a guardrail as it pulled into a station. Solomon Islands' main airport opened today, facilitating humanitarian aid efforts in the tsunami-stricken region. Thousands are homeless. Scores remain missing. You're listening to the Quality News Network.
Huell Hauser talks to customers of First National, South Valley, and San Benito Banks, local members of the network of preferred community banks.
We're here to talk with people about their business banking.
What are you looking for in your business bank?
Somebody that can offer me services such as car loans, equipment loans, leases, a line of credit.
And do you think because they're local, they understand your needs better than a bigger bank would?
Yes, I think they're really aware of the community and are here to help the small business people.
So it's a local bank with big bank services?
Absolutely. They're here on a regular basis to make sure if there's any other services they can provide, they're here to talk about it.
Now, it's a community bank, but it's part of a network of banks.
We searched out a bank that would have the flexibility and the understanding of our needs and a willingness to spend the time doing that.
Above and Beyond Banking from the network of preferred community banks. Available locally at First National Bank of Central California, South Valley National Bank, and San Benito Bank.
The UN Security Council is scheduled to debate climate change later this month. It's the first time the topic has been addressed by the world body. The UK lobbied for the debate, saying the issue is a matter of global security. Eritrea has barred female genital mutilation, a common African practice many consider dangerous and cruel. More than 90% of Eritrean women have been circumcised. A judge has acquitted the editor of Indonesia's version of Playboy magazine of publishing pornography. The Indonesian Playboy does not feature nudity. The judge says Playboy is more subdued than other Western magazines on sale in Jakarta. Today, Google launches a free program aimed at helping computer users create their own customized maps for public or private use. Google says the ease of the program may provide the search engine with millions of unique maps. In a regulatory filing yesterday, Google announced it had paid its top three executives a $1 salary for the year and a holiday bonus of less than $1,800. However, providing security for the men cost Google more than $500,000 each. Light sweet crude is trading at $64.57 a barrel. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones is down 23 points, the NASDAQ down 3, the S&P 500 down 2. You can find more at our website, qualitynewsnetwork.com. I'm Annabelle Lund.
This is a top to a, you know, what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11,
oh,
11,
and most of
11,
the amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes are going to be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up,
yeah,
all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is, if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Welcome to Conversation Radio's Lean, Mean, and Green Show. It's Foxed Up with John Fox, where we turn Conversation Radio into Conservation Radio. Foxed Up is brought to you by B1 Louder Productions in Sydney, Australia, and the Mid-Atlantic Regional Council of Carpenters. They're building the American dream every day. B1 Louder by ringing 877-443-2366. That's 877, the numeral 4, head on. And now, your host, the ranting, head-banging hippie, John Fox.
All right, everybody, welcome aboard. Foxed Up here for It's Thursday. Yeah, it's Thursday. It's just clicked over to Friday over here, so it's Good Friday already here in Australia, and here we are, and I send apologies for Mr. Joe Vecchio. His internets were down this morning, so he'll return tomorrow. Are we doing Good Friday shows, Agnes? I hadn't even asked the boss we were doing that kind of thing with the old holiday weekend, but I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, welcome aboard, everybody. We got a big show for you today, and it's going to be good fun. It's going to be good fun. We've got a track of the day. We got all kinds of stuff, but there was a story that I didn't get to yesterday. I think is pretty cool and pretty important, and I think we should talk about it. A couple of days ago, the Supreme Court passed a verdict against George Bush and his EA. Pardon me, need a bit of tea. And this ruling basically stated that he better pull his finger out on the environment and on things like efficiency with cars and fuel efficiency standards and whatnot, and that they're not doing the right thing. And it looks like we might actually have some legal pressure now to come down this administration to start doing some things about the environment and taking some real responsibility. And if you go to today's show post, there's a link where you can actually download the PDF of the decision. I haven't had a chance to read through it yet, but I have been checking out a couple of different sites. GroovyGreen.com has a little bit of on it, and Steve Ballo says the following. He says, let me say up front that I don't want to pretend I'm following pretend the following things. A, I am not a lawyer. B, I am not an economist. Or C, that I speak for all of us at Groovy Green. As a matter of fact, you'd like to hear opinions from the rest of the team. And he says, I did, however, just take time to read through the Supreme Court decision on Massachusetts versus the EPA. Many sources have commented on the decision a roundup of both political sides of the aisle. Head over to the Wall Street Journal Energy Roundup, which I'll talk to you to talk about in a moment. Here are some of his thoughts. I've read many comments on the decision, and the environmentalist side tends to break down into two responses. This is a monumental case and will lead to drastic changes in government regulation of greenhouse gases. Or two, this ruling, while important, will do little to change automobile emissions during the final years of the Bush presidency, as the administration will drag its heels on the matter. I am optimistic of what this ruling means for the environmental future of our country, but I do have to admit that a healthy skepticism is warranted, and I would agree. However, they have said things that, while it may be true that regulating motor vehicle emissions will not by itself reverse global warming, it by no means follows that we lack jurisdiction to decide whether EPA has a duty to take steps to slow or reduce it. This is positive language. Nor is it dispositive that developing countries such as China and India are poised to increase greenhouse gas emissions substantially over the next century. A reduction in domestic emissions would slow the pace of global emissions increases no matter what houseware. Hello, hello. I like the wording of this. It's very, very good stuff to hear. And it follows on another snippet. Says, under the clear terms of the Clean Air Act, EPA can avoid taking further action only if it determines that greenhouse gases do not contribute to climate change, or if it provides some reasonable explanation as to why it cannot or will not exercise its discretion to determine whether they do. Nor can the EPA avoid its statutory obligation by noting the uncertainty surrounding various features of climate change and concluding that it would therefore be better not to regulate at this time. If the scientific uncertainty is that it precludes the EPA from making a reasoned judgment as to whether greenhouse gases contribute to global warming, the EPA must say so. So the language kind of says you can't drag your feet on a decision. Either, you know, basically either do your business or get off the pot is how this reads to me. And this is good stuff. This is really, really good stuff. And here at Groovy Green, they say, finally, the money quote. In short, the EPA offered no reasoned explanation for its refusal to decide whether greenhouse gases cause or contribute to climate change. Its action was therefore arbitrary and capricious, or otherwise not in accordance with law. Here we go. Let's use a little bit of rule of law to cause some action. Now, at Groovy Green, they link also the Financial Times. Not the Financial Times, sorry. Where am I going here? I got to find the link. Wall Street Journal. And we're coming up on our first break, but so I will come back to this. And, yeah, they've got some stuff with Bush's reaction to the Supreme Court's decision, and it's good stuff. So, could the tide be beginning to turn? Toil, toil, boil in trouble, however that whole line goes. Bushy, the tide is starting to turn against you. Your hypocrisy and your butt-licking of the coal and oil industries may be coming to an end, pal. makes a greenie feel good. I gotta say. Now, so we're gonna head out to this first break, and you know, do our thing. And if you want to get on the program, you can dial into 1-877-443-2366. If you haven't, thank you, Agnes. Toil, toil, boil, in trouble, whatever. I don't know. It's whatever. I'm not a witch, but I'm not one. Anyway, folks, stick around. Get in on the program if you like. You can also email me at John, JOLradionetwork.com. And stick around, because we'll be right back after this.
Black the sun. Oh no, look at what we've done. Go away. Oh no, won't you please stay?
The United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights are problem solvers. They accept any challenge and approach every project with the highest of competency and training. UBC has thousands of professionals who can be at your service, giving you the best in business anytime and every time. It's their job to provide manpower. They build partnerships based on respect and trust. They provide skilled, responsible millwrights and carpenters to meet the challenge of any project because they believe and what they're doing and are so very committed to getting each and every job done right. They include a clause in your contract that eliminates work slowdown and jurisdictional disputes because they believe that, as professionals, they can discuss and solve any problem while keeping your project on target on time. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank the men and women of the United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights for building the American dream and saving the American dream. Thank you.
Are you still looking for weapons of mass destruction? Concerned about the future of the Supreme Court? You want to know how government bureaucrats are changing Social Security, overtime pay, or the environment? Maybe you just want to know if the president's lying to you, or when our troops in Iraq can finally come home. I'm Mark Levine. I've got the inside scoop. When you want to know what's going on inside the Beltway, you need a Beltway insider. Someone who's worked in the government and still has sources willing to give you all the news from Washington the government does not want you to know. So for lively debate, reasoned opinion, detailed analysis of history and policy, or just a point of view you don't hear expressed in the mainstream media, tune in to the Inside Scoop. Feel free to call in too. Agree or disagree. All opinions are welcome. It just might make you think. That's the Inside Scoop, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 Central, 11 o'clock Pacific, right here on the Head On Radio Network.
Hey, have you got a minute?
Huh?
I'm going to say a word. You tell me what comes to mind. Are you ready?
Okay.
Tchaikovsky.
Gesundheit. Okay, what's the word?
No, see, that is the word. What does Tchaikovsky make you think of?
I don't know. Allergy season?
Hey there, how you doing?
What's up?
Who's Martha Graham?
She invented the graham cracker.
No kidding.
Yeah. Before her, there was only soda crackers.
Hard to imagine. Hey, young lady.
Yeah?
Does the name Man Ray mean anything to you?
Duh. The Man Ray is a kind of poisonous jellyfish, and it lives in the Gulf of Mexico.
Aha. Uh-huh.
It's very deadly.
Are your kids as well-rounded as they could be? Kids who participate in the arts do better in school and in life. To learn more about the value of arts education, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. Because all kids should get to appreciate Tchaikovsky's music, Martha Graham's dance, and Man Ray's photography. Art. Ask for more. A public service message brought to you by Americans for the Arts and the Ad Council.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fox Stuff here on the Head On Radio Network. Yeah. Turning it up to 11 at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, and, you know, we're just going to keep going on with what we were doing here. And so, at the Wall Street Journal, they have Bush's reaction to the decision. And it says, lifted from the transcripts of President Bush's press conference today. This was a couple of days ago. This is from April 3rd. Here's his reaction to yesterday's Supreme Court ruling against his administration's EPA. Question. On climate change and the decision that was issued yesterday by the U.S. Supreme Court, what's a reaction to that decision? And don't you think that this makes some kind of broad caps on greenhouse gas emissions more or less inevitable? Bush. First of all, the decision the Supreme Court is, we take very seriously. Where is this guy's English from? It's the new law of the land. And secondly, we're taking some time to understand the details of the decision. Can you hear the feet dragging already? As you know, the decision was focused on emissions that come from automobiles. My attitude is that we have laid out a plan that will affect greenhouse gases that come from automobiles by having a mandatory fuel standard that insists on using 35 billion gallons of alternative fuels by 2017, which will reduce our gasoline use by 20% and halt the growth in greenhouse gases that emanate from automobiles. They emanate. It's an eminence front. In other words, there's a remedy available for Congress, and I strongly hope that they pass the remedy. In terms of the broader issue, I've taken this issue very seriously. Oh, bull dinky. I have said that this is a serious problem. I recognize that man is contributing greenhouse gases, but here are the principles by which I think we can get a good deal. A good deal for who? One, anything that happens cannot hurt economic growth. Here we go with the be very, very afraid tactics. One, I care about the working people of the country, bull dinky number two, but also because in order to solve greenhouse gas, I didn't realize greenhouse gas itself was a query. Our question or a formula. The greenhouse gas issue over a longer period of time, it's going to require new technologies which tend to be expensive, and it's easier to offensive technologies if you're prosperous. What is this man inhaling? He's absolutely just high on something. Maybe it's, I don't know. Never mind. I'll pull back on that. Secondly, whatever we do must be in concert with what happens internationally. This guy is a complete and utter twit. Because we can pass any number of measures that are now being discussed in Congress, but unless there is an accord with China, China will produce greenhouse gases that will offset anything we do in a brief time. This is so much kind of a fallacy. I'm really getting sick of this argument. Howard does it here, too. Because if you look at what China is trying to do and the fact that they really understand and accept that they have a huge problem on their hands, and they're trying to do a lot. However, because we keep moving all our manufacturing over there, we're exporting a lot of this industry over there. Sorry. Trying to read a transcript of George W. Bush out loud. Do you realize what a challenge that is? I've read things written by 5-year-olds that were more coherent. My 9-year-old son would sound more coherent than this man who supposedly have, you know, I don't know, the guy's a complete and utter ass. So he says, he concludes out of this snippet, and so those are the principles that will guide our decision. How do you encourage new technology? How do you grow the economy? How do you make sure China and India are part of, you know, a rational solution? This is coming from the most irrational twit to ever be in power. The guy's a joke. The guy's an absolute joke, and it's a bad joke on all of us. And at the Wall Street Journal blog post here, I'll tell you, there are some great comments. I would kind of thought, you know, Wall Street Journal, we'd be talking a little bit more of a right-wing kind of thing. You know, economists maybe, you know, that's my assumption, but I could be very wrong. And there's one here that says, do you suppose that dimwit even realizes what he's suing is empty nonsense? And that sums it up pretty much. It's insane. But hopefully this will put some much needed pressure on the jackass. A little bit of the law of the land, the new law of the land. It's not the old law, it's the new law. Jackass. Sorry, I just can't seem to stop saying jackass because he's a jackass. Anyway. What are we doing? I don't know what we're doing. I do believe that the track of the day is still stuck somewhere in the internet between Agnes and I. So, hopefully... oh, we have it. Ooh. Okay. It's looking like we have it. Agnes, we'll save it till the end of the next segment, because I think we're just not going to quite be able to get it in, but we'll go there after we get back. So anyway, this is good stuff, though, and I'm looking forward to reading through the decision. I had a bit of a scan, but I didn't get to read it close enough to really give you an opinion, so I was reading someone else's, who actually has had time to read it. So I'm not going to speak out of my arse. I will inform myself and come back to you later. I'm just sitting there looking in the chat room. Lottie, is John talking about the leader of the free world? You bet, buddy, I am. He's a freepin' idiot. I don't know. I'm in a very, very, very giggly mood tonight. I don't know why. It's just... Actually, I think I know why. Gail and I went and snuck out and had some really, really good Japanese food earlier this evening. Because remember, it's getting to be middle of the night for me here. And had a really, really... Had some nice tempura vegetables. It was really, really nice. And then from there, chili sizzling barbecue plate. Oh, very nice, very nice. I love my Japanese food. I really do. It's just awesome stuff. And some of the... It's a little place. It's actually in a mall, of all places, but it's actually a proper restaurant. And they have some of the best miso soup. It is really, really kind of rich and it's kind of creamy and it's really, really nice and it's yummy stuff. But anyway. So we're going to come back. We're going to do some other stuff. There's some really, really good news in the world of green business. And we'll get to that because hybrid cars are selling like hotcakes. Is that a surprise? Not to me, kids. No surprise here. Everyone's looking at what they're pumping into their gas tanks each week just to be able to do what they do in their lives, and it's killing them. And I reckon that you have a whole bunch of people that might not have been green-minded before, but they're green-minded when it's coming to their wallets, and they're going, hey, you know what? They're building these cars that don't use much of this stuff. Maybe we'll get one of them cars. and, you know, we got a couple of other things. And other economic green news. Green is good for business. Funny that. The solar power industry is taking off like gangbusters. Where there's investment. It's a new economy, you dork bush. Get out of your Jurassic old fossil fuel burning, head up your economy, and let's move forward to a new place where we're making money doing things in a clean and sustainable way that lets some new people make some money instead of some old bastards that pull yucky crap out of the ground and spew yucky crap into our atmosphere. With that, we're going to take our bottom of the hour break, kids. Stick around. You're listening to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network, and we'll be right back with our track of the day.
There's one place on the web you can go that's so topical you can apply it liberally. WD40.com. WDYAD40.com. Clyde, Wally, and Doofy are there. They're working hard every day to give you updates in the news, politics, and a great sense of humor. So stop on by and see the boys at WD40.com, a place where you can raise your voice and be heard. WD40.com. Your one-stop shop for all things progressive. The United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights meet your most complex needs by providing productivity, competitiveness, reliability, accuracy, safety, leadership, and professionalism. Millwrights from the United Brotherhood of Carpenters are problem solvers. They accept any challenge and approach every project with the highest of competence and training. The UBC has thousands of professionals who can be at your service, giving you the best in business anytime and every time. The Head On Radio Network is proud to be sponsored by these wonderful men and women who are building the American dream every day. Thank you from the Head On Radio Network.
Harry Potter has given us all a unique glimpse at education the way it ought to be. Never once do Harry and his Hogwarts friends talk about skipping class, ducking tough instructors, waiving requirements, or shirking responsibilities. That perspective, be practical, get it the easiest, fastest, cheapest way you can, is what J.K. Rowling terms the Muggle approach to education. We're Concord University, and do we have a deal for you? At Concord, education's different than anywhere else around. There's a reason that Concord students get the best jobs, are sought out by the best medical, graduate, and law schools in the land. It's no wonder that Concord has been cited by U.S. News & World Report and by the Wall Street Journal. Where do I sign up? At Southern West Virginia's version of Track 9 and 3 Quarters, all you have to do is believe, and believe in yourself. Concord University, an education you can put to work. 1-888-384-5249.
That's the Big Dipper over there.
Yellow and blue make green.
Well, a cow pie really isn't a pie.
Come on, Rex, open your eyes!
Remember, you're always teaching. Teach carefully. React with rage and kids will learn it's okay to do the same. Keep your cool and kids will do likewise. For advice, visit actagainstviolence.org. Brought to you by MetLife Foundation, National Association for the Education of Young Children, and the Ad Council.
All right, everybody. Welcome back here to Foxed Up on the Head On Radio Network. And oh, it's all just kind of all kinds of insane, technically and chat-wise. And yes, I understand that some formatting and some things have changed with the chat room, and that is because we actually just had to sign up for another year of the service, and in the process, it seems as though it's jiggered around some stuff. So anyway, I'll have a look into that later. But if you've never been to the Head On Radio Network chat room, you got to go there. HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. Click on the chat link. You'll see down the sidebar there's even a little box that tells you who's already in the pool. And you jump in, and we have a good old time in there. And I got chatters cracking the whip at me like I'm supposed to be playing webmaster while I'm on the air. Sorry, tough luck, kiddos. Anyway, where was I going? Oh yeah, I'm all over the shop today. yeah, playing in the sandbox with a bunch of bad little kitties. But let's see what. Get this. Now here's Bush and his thing about. You know, we won't hurt the economy. We can't take steps that'll hurt the economy. Even though, no planet, no economy, dickhead. And here's an example of the new economy, you schmuck. From our good friends at treehugger.com, one of my favorite websites. Toyota Prius and Camry hybrids selling like hotcakes. And I got a little graph, and it looks like the population explosion graphs that you see, like on An Inconvenient Truth. All of a sudden, way at the end, whoom, right up towards the sky it goes. It says, March 2007 was the best month ever for Toyota's hybrid cars, the Prius and the Camry hybrid. They also sell a hybrid SUV with 28,453 units sold, 19,156 for the Prius, 5,144 for the Camry hybrid. It's also another important milestone for Toyota. The aggregate of hybrids sold in the U.S. by the company has now reached the 500,000 mark. Toyota's calendar year-to-date hybrid sales in the U.S. totaled 61,635 units, an increase of 68% over the same period just last year. Ha. Imagine that. Hey, Bush, it's the economy, stupid. And we want to talk about, you know, the auto industry hurting. Look at who's doing well. It's those that have pulled their finger out and actually gotten with the program and are building the kind of cars that people want. The reason why Ford is screwed at the moment is because they only build big, gas-guzzling, out-of-date pieces of crap. Is that clear enough for you? Shrubby boy? Ah. I get so frustrated when you get these nonsensical arguments. You know, we get the same crap from Howard down here, you know about green issues. And he says, well, I know it's an issue, but, you know, I won't sacrifice coal mining jobs. Well, you know what? The coal mining union has actually come out in favor of carbon caps in Australia. And I remember we had a conversation once, Bob and I, before we launched this program of mine here. And again, this is one of those things where we talked about, you know, sponsorship and whatnot, and you know, how would I react if the unions came to me and said, you know, we don't want to sponsor this guy's show. He's, you know, he's bad for coal jobs and whatnot. And I'll put it this way. I reckon, you know, we're last time I checked, you know, we were like in the 21st century, right? Why are we continuing to force sticking men and women down dark, dirty, unhealthy, dangerous holes in which to power our economy? How about retraining those industries to be creating new jobs in new forms of energy generation? Why, you know, what's the problem? It's not as though there won't be any jobs. Can you imagine if we put just a fraction, not just a fraction, how about if we put all the subsidies that we put into coal, oil, gas, and all that crap into renewables right now? How many jobs do you think we'd create and get a whole bunch of fine men and women who work really hard and put them up in the fresh air, putting up windmills and installing solar panels, creating biomass generators and solar geothermal generators, which is what they should be doing in Australia, because this country is particularly good for that. So, with that, we're gonna move on to our track of the day, which is actually different than what was posted, because we ran into that email thing just decided to bugger up. So, off the same album, and I was talking yesterday that there's a new Silverchair album out, and I expect to have a copy of that new Silverchair album in my dirty little hands over the weekend. And I believe it's actually going to come directly from the band themselves, which could be good fun. I'd enjoy that. And because our good friend Scott Berry from B1 Ladder Productions will be seeing the boys this weekend, and I believe he's doing monitors for them for a couple of gigs as their tour launches around Australia. So I figured, let's do something from the last record, Diorama, which is... it's a grand, just huge sounding record. Big strings, horns, the whole thing. Now, I was originally going to play, and you've heard this as a bumper on the show, a track called Across the Night, but it didn't quite make it over to West Virginia in time. So Agnes had also off the album what was the first single off the record, a track called The Greatest View. And this isn't quite as sweet as the track that I had played. This is a little bit more of your big rock. And but, man, it's hooky. It is so hooky. And for those of you who like to figure out what time things are in, it's in 7. Bugger that straight time crap. But anyway, I am just nuts today. But I just love this band. I think that this is a really, really talented bunch of young guys who first album came out when they were like 15 and 16 years old. And, you know, now almost 15 years later, I believe this is album number 5. And that's coming out now. But from the previous one, Diorama, which I reckon is just a wonderfully produced piece of work. Here is The Greatest View, Silverchair. Roll it, Agnes.
We'll be right back. The Head On Radio Network is brought to you every night by the Carpenters and Millwrights. The Mid-Atlantic Regional Council of Carpenters is a portion of the United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Joiners of America, or more commonly called the Carpenters Union. The millwrights are a very specialized craft that perform their work with highly sensitive equipment and perform much of their work on machinery like turbines, laser alignment, and other highly specialized tools. We would like to thank the Carpenters and Millwrights for their support, because freedom of speech is free, and it's brought to you by the Carpenters and Millwrights, working hard every day to provide a brighter future. Thank you from the Head On Radio Network.
What's a conversation like on Head On with Bob Kincaid? This is what it's like.
Let's talk to our good friend Phil down in Daytona Beach, Florida. Hey, Phil, welcome to the program. Good to hear from you.
Thanks, Bob. Good to hear you, too. I want to remind people that the military take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. And when people say they're fighting for our freedom by defending the Constitution, which defines our freedoms and supposedly is there to protect them, that's what it really means. Not doing whatever this outrageous civilian leadership dictates that it does.
Head On with Bob Kincaid. Conversation at its finest. Weeknights, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Only at Head On Radio Network and chat at headonradionetwork.com.
Howdy, this is Baxter Black. And if you're like me, you're concerned that the environment we enjoy today may not be around for our children and grandchildren. All the new technology in the world can't create more sky over our heads or new oceans. The Earth's natural resources, fresh water, land, and even the air we breathe are limited. Voluntary family planning improves the health of women and their children. It also helps slow population growth, which is good for our planet. So help ensure that people everywhere have access to the information and services they need to plan their families and help build a healthy future for us all. Population Action International is working to promote voluntary family planning around the world. Visit us at www.populationaction.org. That's populationaction.org.
Whoa! They say the bigger the headache, the bigger the pill, baby. Call me the big pill. Dr. Funkenstein.
Oh, yeah! Dr. Funkenstein. Welcome back to Fox Stuff, everybody. I'm going to hammer through this next one so I can get to the one after that, because there's a couple things I really want to get to. Along the lines of how hybrid cars are selling like hotcakes, so are solar panels. Also from our really, really good friends at treehugger.com, the Financial Times reports today that the solar equipment industry is on a path to grow amazingly fast. Funny that. From $20 billion last year to $90 billion in 2010. Profit growth is expected to accelerate even faster as costs are contained, pushing margins up to nearly 60%. These high profits hopefully will mean more capital investments into production facilities and R&D, which will help further decrease costs and more companies entering that sector. A tenfold increase in the production of high-purity silicon, the main material used to make solar panels, is also forecasted by 2015 by Photon Consulting, a German research group period. In recent years, because the supply couldn't keep up with demand, silicon has reached prices as high as $300,000 per ton. Solar energy demand soars. See also, they've got a video and other report stuff, so you got to check out that at treehugger.com. Now, a story that unfortunately has a history, and you know, I hate it when good companies that make good products who promote themselves as being trendy, are dirty, dirty, dirty. And here we go. Apple condemned for consigning toxic computers to China. Yes, that's right. Apple computers, the schmicky people that brought you the iPod and the iBook. And I want an iBook. But this makes me hesitate. Are the dirtiest of all computer manufacturers, it seems. And the piece that we have here, link on today's show post at The Independent, from Michael McCarthy, their environment editor, published on the 4th of April. Apple, the celebrated computer company, has been rated worst among major electronics firms for its environmental policies by the pressure group Greenpeace. In a new survey of 14 major companies, the manufacturer of the Mac, the PowerBook, and the iPod was put bottom of the list for its policies on elimination of toxic substances and recycling. It was an unaccustomed stain on the halo for the firm with the highest brand and repurchase loyalty of any computer manufacturer, a glittering reputation as a design leader, and a fan base as enthusiastic as any rock band's. Greenpeace charged that Apple scores badly on almost all criteria in a detailed survey of its environmental attitudes and practices, ranging from timetables for phasing out hazardous chemicals to the adoption of precautionary principle. The ranking was made in an updated version of Greenpeace's Guide to Greener Electronics, which was published yesterday on the Greenpeace International website. Ugh. When the guide was first published last September, Apple was ranked 10th. Now it's ranked 14th out of 14. And in a surprise first place on the list will be the Chinese PC maker Lenovo, which displaced Nokia. See, this is again, you know, we talk about them baddie, baddie, baddie Chinese. They're dirty, dirty, dirty. But actually, when you get down and look at what they do, as opposed to what we ask them to do. Following me here? Clear as mud? The Greenpeace report does not scientifically compare the environmental qualities of the products of the different companies, merely the company's published policies. Apple said yesterday it disagreed with both the Greenpeace rating and the criteria the group had chosen, and gave a robust defense of its environmental position. Apple has a strong environmental track record and has led the industry in restricting and banning toxic substances such as mercury, cadmium, and hexavalent chromium, as well as many BFRs, bromated flame retardants, the company said. Well, I'm of the opinion that that's a bit of spin. You know, I've read other things like this over the past year. And with a company that has such loyalty, you know, and I mean, Apple owners are, you know, it almost, you know, borders on a religion. And for some good reasons. I mean, I got, you know, they do some clever stuff. And I mean, geez, you know, Bill Gates has been ripping Apple off for years and just been making it cheaper and not quite as, you know, schmick and fast and all that. And not quite as secure. You know, I mean, Windows is a complete ripoff of the original Macintosh operating system. I mean, we all know this. They just decided to take the idea of the window and make it the name of the damn operating system. But, you know, you would think, you know, with all their trendy advertising and the fact that, you know, they really also plug themselves with the iPod to a youth market in a huge way, and the fact that it is very often, you know, that youthful generation, which I am no longer part of, are usually on the forefront of these things, you know? And where a lot of the really good pressure comes from on the rest of us to clean up our acts. And so this is disappointing. And, but hey, you know, hopefully maybe, you know, they'll spin their way out of this and then, you know, do start doing a little bit more of the right thing, you know? And yes, Radine says the desktop was originally a Xerox programming package, but I'm talking about the graphic operating system, mate. And, you know, and I mean, come on, we know Bill Gates, you know, aside from being a clever guy, you know, with a lot of things, he's also a damn clever thief. I mean, you know, a lot of us know about what he did. Lottie just said it. Well, at least we know our president is biodegradable. Hey, man, with some of the chemicals I think that they pump him up with just to keep him going and keeping him in line, you know what? Maybe he's not anymore, but that's a whole nother issue. But anyway, I'm going to get off that because we got to wrap things up. So, folks, thank you so much for being with us today. I know I've been all over the shop, but hopefully I got a few decent things out there today. And I am going to have a read of this Supreme Court decision. So, and that looks like it's good stuff. So, thank you to Agnes for producing today. Thank you to Bob for announcing. Thank you to the mods in the chat room, the news ninjas. All of yous rock. Thank you to the Carpenters. Thank you to Scott Berry at B1 Ladder Productions for the music. And as we say here on Foxed Up, be good, be green. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thinking about music and politics. I would tell you that sometimes it's easier to desire and pursue the attention and admiration of 100 strangers than it is to accept the love and loyalty of those closest to me. And I would tell you that sometimes I prefer to look at myself through someone else's eyes. Eyes that aren't clouded with the tears of knowing what an asshole I can be, as yours are. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I might be able to listen in silence to your concerns, rather than hearing everything as an accusation or an indictment against me. And I would tell you that sometimes I use sex to avoid communication. It's the best escape when we're down on our luck. But I can express more emotions than laughter, anger, and let's... If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I would tell you that I pooped in my own dog dish.
USS Nimitz Carrier Group steams toward Gulf. Analysts say U.S. strategy on Iran may have backfired. Bush blasts Pelosi for Syria visit. Ex-aide says he's lost faith in George Bush. The GOP insider says Bush is Dan Quayle in cowboy boots. Split court rules against Bush on greenhouse gases. A growing GOP problem in Ohio. Giuliani says ties to Kerik may hurt him with voters. Time Profile asserted that 9/11 gave Giuliani automatic standing on terrorism. Thousands suspected of Katrina fraud. Battle over habeas corpus returns. Bush on defense says we have every right to replace U.S. attorneys. Judith Giuliani's job with Pup Killer Firm. Three scenarios for the presidential 08 election. Prosecutor posts go to Bush insiders. CNN's impeachment reality check needs a fact check. Dems say more lawyers needed for Bush probes. These are the issues ahead on the Jeff Allen Wolf Show. starting now.